Shlishi. Ki atem yedatem, because you know, Eis asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, how we lived in the land of Mitzrayim, ve'eis asher avarnu bekerav hagoyim asher avartem, and how we passed through other nations that we passed through. Vatiru, and you saw eshikutzehem, their avodizoras that are disgusting like shkotzim, disgusting like disgusting creatures. Ve'eis gilulehem, and their avodizoras that smell like golol, that smell like waste. Eitz va'even, their avodizoras made of wood and stone. Kesev v'zohov, their avodizoras made of silver and gold, asher imohem, that are with them. And Rashi points out that only by the avodizoras of kesev v'zohov, the pasuk says asher imohem. However, it does not say asher imohem by the avodizoras of Eitz va'even. And Rashi explains, because the avodizoras of Eitz va'even were not expensive, therefore they were kept out in the open, since the goyim were not afraid of them being stolen. However, kesev v'zohov asher imohem, the avodizoras of gold and silver, were with them, were hidden by them, because they were afraid that somebody might steal them. And since you saw all these avodah zaras, pen yesh bochem, perhaps there is among you ish, a man, or isha, or a woman, or a mishpacha, or a shevet, or a family, or a shevet, asher levovo yifoyne hayoyim me'im Hashem Elokeinu, whose heart is turning away today from Hashem our God, lo leches lavoy, to go and serve es Elohei hagoyim ohem, the gods of these nations. Pen yesh bochem shoresh, perhaps there is among you a root, Pyra, that is growing, roish vilano, bitter herbs, like gall and whorehound. Which means that maybe there is among you a person who is such a rasha that is increasing and growing in his wickedness. V'hoyo, and it will be, b'shamay, when he hears, estibrei ha'ola azois, the words of this oath, v'sbarech b'lvavoy, and he will bless himself in his heart, lemor, saying, shalom yeli, peace will be to me, ki b'shriris libe eilech, I will go as my heart sees fit. Then such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Laman, in order suffice, I will add to him the punishment, Harova, for the Averis he did b'shogeg, Es Hatzmeya, onto the Averis that he did b'mezid. Until now, I only punished him on the Averis that he did b'mezid. However, if he has such an attitude, then he will be punished also for the Averis that he did b'shogeg. The word Rova literally means somebody that is drunk. The Pasuk is saying, Laman suffice Harova, I will add the Averis, which are done like somebody who is drunk, the averis that are done unintentionally, to the averis that are done b'mezid es hatzmeya, with thirst. Not only will you be punished on your averis b'mezid, but also on your averis b'shogeg. And the Ksav Sefer says, b'derech drush, on this pasuk, that there are people who feel that since they are fine, upstanding citizens who treat their fellow Jew with respect and kindness, this will protect them from the punishment of not being a good Jew b'nodem la'mokoim, between themselves and Hashem. On that, the pasuk says, "Vahoyah b'shamay is divrei ha'olah hazois v'zbarach bilvavoy," and it will be when he hears the words of this oath, he will rely on bilvavoy, his good heart and good nature, to save him from his sins to Hashem. The pasuk continues, "Lo yoyve Hashem sloach loy," Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. His mitzvos ben odom lachaveroy will not save him from his averos ben odom lamokoyim. And the pasuk continues, Lo yoyve Hashem sloach loy, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him, ki oz, because then, yeshan af Hashem v'kinosei bo'ish ahu, the anger and the wrath of Hashem will smoke in this person, v'rovza boi kol ha'olo, and it will come down upon him all the curses, haksuva v'asefer hazeh, that are written in this sefer, u'mocha Hashem eshmoy mitachas hashemoyim, and Hashem will erase his name from underneath the heavens. V'hivdiloi Hashem l'ro'o, and Hashem will set him aside for evil, Mikoil shiftei Yisrael, from among all the shvatim of Klal Yisrael, kechoil olois habris, like all the curses of the bris, haksuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh, that are written in this sefer Torah. The ayin in the Mefarshim who say that in pasuk Yotes it says b'sefer hazeh, and in pasuk Chof it says b'sefer haTorah hazeh, and they explain because pasuk Yotes is referring to the klolois of sefer hazeh, this sefer, the klolois of Parshas Kisavoy. And pasuk Chof, when it says kechoil olois habris haksuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh, is referring to the curses in Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Bechukosai. Both the curses of Parshas Kisavoy and the curses of Parshas Bechukosai will come upon this person. The Omar Hador HaAchroin, and the later generation will say, B'neichem asher yokumu me'acharechem, your children that will arise after you, V'hanochri and the Goya asher yoveh me'eretz rechoiko, that will come from a distant land, V'ra'u, and they will see, Es makos ha'oretz ahi, the makos of this land, Ves tachalu eho, and its illnesses, asher chila Hashem bo, that Hashem afflicted it with, gofris v'melach, sulfur and salt, Sreifa chol arzo, burnt the entire land. Loisi zora, it cannot be planted in it. Veloisatzmiach, and it cannot grow. Veloyala b'kol esev, and even grasses and different type of growths that grow on their own will not grow in this land. Kimapechas doim va'amora admo utzvoyim, like the overthrowing of Sodom, Amora, Admo, and Svoyim, Asher Hofach Hashem, that Hashem turned over, Be'apoy uvachamosoy, with his anger. And Chizkuni explains the words Gofris v'melach by saying that there is nothing that resists fire more than salt, and there is nothing that burns and fuels a fire more than sulfur. If you would have listened to the words of the Torah, then you would have been like melach and not be consumed by the fire. However, since you were over the words of the Torah, therefore you will be like gofris, like sulfur, that fuels the fire. The Amru Kalagoyim, and all the nations will say, Ame oso Hashem kocha la'oret hazois. For what reason did Hashem do this to this land? Mechori ho'af ha'godol hazeh. What caused this great anger to burn? The Amru, and they will say, Al asher ozvu es bris Hashem alekei avoisam. Because Klal Yisrael deserted the bris of Hashem, the God of their fathers. Asher koras imam b'hoitziyay oisam me'eretz Mitzrayim. The bris that he was curious with them when he took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Vayelchu, and they went, vayavdu elihim acherim, and they worshipped other gods. Vayishtachavu lohem, and they bowed down to them. Elohim asher lo yidoum, gods that they did not know. Which means even after worshipping them, they did not know and they did not see any power in these gods. Veloy cholak lohem, and he did not give them a portion. Rashi learns that Hashem did not give Klal Yisrael as a chelik, as a portion, to these Avodah Zaras, so that they should have powers over Klal Yisrael. Veloy cholak lohem, Klal Yisrael was not given as a chelik to these Avodah Zaras. However, Targum learns that it means that these Avodah Zaras did not do any good to Klal Yisrael. Veloy cholak lohem, they did not give Klal Yisrael any portion. According to Rashi, lohem is referring to the Avodah Zaras. Veloy cholak lohem, Klal Yisrael were not given as a portion to them to the Avodah Zaras. According to Targum, lohem is referring to Klal Yisrael. Veloy cholak lohem, the Avodah Zaras did not give lohem to Klal Yisrael any portion. Vayichar af Hashem ba'oretz ahi, and Hashem got angry at this land, lohavi oleho es kolak klolo, to bring upon it all the curses haksuva ba'sefer hazeh that are written in this sefer. Vayitashem Hashem me'al admosom, and Hashem removed them from their land, ba'af uvechemo uvekesef godoil, with great anger, vayashlichem, and he threw them el eretz acheres, to another land, kayer mazeh, like we see on this day. And if you notice, in the word vayashlichem, the lamed is very large, as if it has a very large neck. Why is it like that? The Mishulchan Gavoya brings an answer in the name of the Radvaz, that the Torah paskins that if someone throws his wallet into a Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, it becomes hefker and anyone can claim it, since the original owner forfeited his ownership. However, if there is a string attached to the object, then no matter how far it is thrown, it is still the possession of the owner. When the Pasuk says that Hashem will throw us into another land, it seems that we will become hefker to other nations to do whatever they want with us, since Hashem forfeited his ownership of us. However, that is not the case, as the Pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. Chevel literally means a rope, meaning that we will always be attached to Hashem with a rope, even if he throws us away in anger. This, says the Radvaz, is the symbolism of the long lamed. Although Hashem will throw us into a public domain, he is still retaining possession of us by holding on to our rope, the rope which is the long neck of the lamed in the word vayashlichem. And the Pasuk continues that maybe you will say that this seems to be unfair. Why should all of Klal Yisrael be punished because of the thoughts of an individual? We see it's talking about an individual, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pen yesh bochem ish, perhaps there was among you one man, Vizbarach b'lvavoy, and he will bless himself in his heart. So we are talking about the thoughts of an individual. Why should all of Klal Yisrael be punished for the thoughts of an individual? On that the Torah says, No, hanestoris l'Hashem Elokeinu, that which is hidden is for Hashem our God to punish. You will not be punished because of the thoughts of an individual. The hanigloys, however, that which is in the open, lanu ulevonenu, is for us and our children ad oilam forever. La'asois is called divrei ha'Torah azois, to enforce that all of the Torah is done. Because kol Yisrael arevim zelozeh, all of Klal Yisrael is responsible for each other. And therefore the averis that are done in the open is incumbent upon you to make sure that it does not happen. And if you do not, then these klolos will come upon you. And Rashi tells us that even these averis that are done in the open only will become your responsibility after Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael and enters into the bris with Hashem by Har Grizim and Har Evel. And that is why the words Lanu Ulevanenu have dots on top of it to tell us that this arvus will only take place after Har Grizim and Har Evel. The Kesaf Sofer says another pshat in the words Hanistores Lashem Elokeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amin Aleph, says that there are two times that Mashiach can come. Be'itoi, in its time, which is the preordained time that Hashem made up at the creation of the world. And also Achishena, at a quicker time. If Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs, they can bring Mashiach before the preordained time. In the previous pasuk, Moshe told Klal Yisrael that because of their averos, they will be sent out of Eretz Yisrael and into Galus. In order to comfort Klal Yisrael, Moshe then said, "Hanestores Lashem Elokeinu." The preordained time when Mashiach should come is hidden to Hashem our God. We do not know when that time is. However, "Vahaniglois lanu ulvanenu," what is revealed to us and our children is Achishena, that if we do mitzvahs, we can bring Mashiach earlier than that time. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tesvav, Ki atem yedatem, because you know how we lived in Mitzrayim, Vatiru eshikutseihem, and you saw their avodah zarah that are disgusting like shkatzim, Vafish yeri isem ha'umais avdei elilim, since you saw the goyim, Meshema heisi lev echad mikem oisai, lo leches achareihem, maybe the heart of one of you will persuade you to go after their acts and worship avodah zarah just like them, Vatiru eshikutseihem, and you saw their avodah zarah that are like shkatzim, Hashem shehem ma'usim kishkatzim, because they are disgusting like shkatzim. And gilulehem, you saw their avodah zarah that are like golol. Shem usrochim uma'usim kigolol. They are smelly and disgusting like waste. Eitz vo'evin. Oisim shel eitzim v'shel avonim, the ones that are made of wood and stone. Re'isim v'golui, you saw out in the open. Lefi she'ein ho'ovde elilim, yireim shem yignavu, because the goyim are not afraid that maybe they'll be stolen. Avo shel kesev v'zov, however, the avodah zarah is made of silver and gold. Imohem, they were with them bechadrei maskisam, in their tiled rooms that are hidden. Lefi shehem yireim shema yignovu, because they are afraid that maybe these avodah zarahs will be stolen. That is why it says imohem by the avodah zarahs of kesev v'zov. Zok Rashi pen yesh bochem, maybe there will be among you. Lefikach ani tzorach lashpiachem, therefore I have to be mashpia you. I have to make you swear and enter into a bris, because maybe there are wicked people among you. Pen yesh bochem, shema yesh bechem. The word pen means maybe there will be among you. Asher levavoi foine hayoim, whose heart is turning away today. Milakabel olav habris, from accepting upon himself the bris. Sheresh pere roish velano, a root that grows roish and lano. Sheresh megadol esev mar, a root that grows a bitter herb. Kigidin, like the herb gidin, shehim marim, which is very bitter. Kloimar, this means to say, Mafre umarbe resha bekirbechem, there is a person who is growing and increasing in wickedness among you. Zakrashi viz borech bilvavoy, and he will bless himself in his heart. Loshim brocha, this is an expression of a brocha. Yachshoy biliboy, he will think in his heart. Bircha shalom laatzmoy, a brocha of peace to himself. Lemor saying, Lo yivu onu klolos halolu, it will not come upon me these curses. Ach shalom yili, only peace will be to me. Viz borech, Zok Rashi Kemoi, it is like v'hisgalach, and the word v'hispalo. Just like v'hisgalach means he will shave himself, and v'hispalo means he himself will daven, so too v'hisbarech means he will bless himself. B'shrirus libi eilech, the way my heart sees fit, I will go. B'maris libi, b'shrirus means b'maris libi, with the vision of my heart. Kemoi, like the word ashurenu, in the pasuk ashurenu v'leikarev, I see it, but it is not close. Kaloimar, this means to say, Mashalibi roye la'asois, he will do what his heart sees fit to do. Lema'an sefois harova, lefisha oisef leperonios, I will add to him punishment, amasha osa adhena b'shoigeg, what he did until now unintentionally, v'yisi maver aleihem, and I let him get away with them, v'gurim ato, and now he caused me, she'etzarfim im amezid, that I will attach them together with the mezid, with the sins that he does on purpose, v'ipor mimenu hakoil, and I will punish him on everything together. Echein Targum Unkelis, and so does Targum Unkelis say, Bidil lo isofale chatoi shalusa al zedonusa, in order that I will add to him the sins he does b'shoigeg to the sins that he does b'mezit. Sha'oisef le ani hashikogois al hazedonois, I will add the Averis B'Shoigeg onto his punishments on the Averis B'Mezid. Harava. So Rashi tells us that the word Rava means somebody who is drunk. Shoigeg, it is referring to unintentional sins. Shehu Oise, that a person does, Ka'adam Shikur, like a person who is drunk. Sha'oise Shlemidas, who does it unintentionally. Hatzameya, I will attach it to the Averis that he does B'Mezid with thirst. Shehu Oise Midas V'Taiva, the Averis that he does intentionally and with desire and thirst. Zakrashi, Yeshan Af Hashem, the anger of Hashem will smoke. Ali Dekas, through anger, Haguf Mischamim, the body heats up. Veha'oshan Yoitzim in Af, and figuratively, smoke comes out of a person's nose. V'chein, and so does the Pasuk say, Ola Oshan Ba'apoy, smoke came out of his nose. V'yafal Pisha Ein Zulif Me'a Mokoim, and even though this does not happen by Hashem, Hakosuv Mashmiya Es Ha'oizen, Kederach Shehi Regila V'yachol Lishmoya. The Pasuk lets the ear hear in a way that it is used to hearing, kifi derech haoretz, in the normal way of the world. Zakrashi v'kinosai, loshen chema, this is an expression of anger, v'kinosai and his anger. Achizas levishas nekomo, the grabbing a hold of, the garment of vengeance, ve'enoi maver alamida, and to be unforgiving. Zakrashi hakasuva b'sefer hatara hazeh, over here the pasuk says, sefer hatara hazeh, ulamalo, and earlier in Parashas Kisavoy, Omer, the pasuk says in Perik Chav Ches, pasuk Samach Aleph, Gam Kol Choli V'Kol Mako Haksuva B'Sefer HaTorah HaZois. So why over here does it say Sefer HaTorah HaZeh and over there is Sefer HaTorah HaZois? Zok Rashi HaZois Lashon Akeva. HaZois is in the feminine. Moisiv Ala Torah. It's going on the word Torah, which the word Torah is also in the feminine, because when you have a word that ends with a comet and then a hey, that's in the feminine. HaZeh Lashon Zohar. The word hazeh is in the masculine. Moisef ala sefer, going on the word sefer, which is also a word in the masculine. Va'yidei pisuk ha'tamim, he'nechlokim l'shtei l'shonais. And because of the trop, they are divided into two separate meanings. V'parashas ha'klolois, in the parasha of the klolois, in parashas kisavoy, ha'tipcha, the trop tipcha, which is a dividing trop, a trop that is somewhat of a stop, nesuna tachas b'sefer. It is written under the word b'sefer. Va'atorah hazois, and the two words that follow, the words Torah and Zois, Devukim Zelozeh, are attached to each other. The Kach Omar HaZois, that's why it says HaZois, because it is going on the word Torah. In Parshas Kisavoy, the Tipcha, which is a stop, is under the word Besefer. So the words following it, HaTorah HaZois, are together. Therefore it says HaZois in the feminine, because HaZois is definitely going on the word Torah, which is also in the feminine. The Kan, however, over here, HaTipcha Nesuna Tachas HaTorah. The tipcha is placed under the word HaTorah. Nimsa, it comes out, Sefer HaTorah Devukim Zelozeh. The words Sefer and HaTorah are attached to each other. Lefikach, therefore, Loshen Zohar Neufel Acharov, that is why a Loshen Zohar follows it, and the Pasuk says Hazeh in the Zohar. Shehaloshen Neufel Ala Sefer, because in this Pasuk, the word Hazeh is going on the word Sefer, and since Sefer is Loshen Zohar, therefore it says Hazeh B'Loshen Zohar. Over here, under the word b'sefer, there is a mercha, and under the word ha'torah, there is a tipcha, which are two connecting trops, and therefore b'sefer and ha'torah are connected. Then, when the pasuk says afterwards this, it is referring back to the word sefer ha'torah, and since it is going back on the word sefer, and sefer is b'loshen zohar, therefore it says hazeh b'loshen zohar. Zok Rashi asher lo yada'um, they worshipped gods that they did not know, la yadu bohem gevuras elihos, they did not know in them any divine power. V'loi cholak lohem, loi nosnom lechelkom. Hashem did not give Klal Yisrael to these Avodah Zarahs as their chelek. According to this pshat, lohem means to them, to the Avodah Zarahs. V'ungulis tergeim, and Targum Ungulis explains, v'loi oitivu lohem. They did not do any good to you. Loi oitivu lohem shum toiva, the Avodah Zarahs did not do any good to you. V'loshen loi cholak, and the Lashon of Lecholak means, Oysa Eliha, this God, Shebacharu Lahem, that they chose, Lecholak Lahem Shum Nachla V'Shum Chelek, they did not give them any inheritance and any portion. According to this pshat, Lohem is referring to Klal Yisrael. Lecholak Lohem, the Avodah Zarahs, did not give to them, to Klal Yisrael, any good things, any Chelek. Vayitshem Hashem, and Hashem removed them. Kitargumai, like Targum says, V'taltalinun, and he moved them from one place to another. And so the pasuk says, "Hineni noitcham me'al admosam." Behold, I will evict them from their land. Zakrashi hanistoris l'Hashem elokeinu. That which is hidden is to Hashem our God. Moshe said, "V'im taimru, and if you will say, Ma biyodeinu lasois, what is upon us to do, atomanish es harabim al hirhure hayochid, when you are punishing the many for the thoughts of an individual. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Pen yesh bochem ish, maybe there will be among you one person who will have evil thoughts. V'acharkach, and afterwards the Pasuk says, V'ro es makos ha'aretz ahi, everybody will see the makos of this land. So we see from here that the rabim, the many, are being punished because of the thoughts of an individual. Nobody can know the inner thoughts of his friend. On that, Moshe said, I will not punish you because of the hidden things. That is up to Hashem our God. He will punish that individual. Avo bot hanigloys, that which is in the open. Lanu ulavonenu levar hora mikirbenu. It is upon us and our children to eradicate the evil from among us. V'im lo nase din bohem, and if we do not do din in these people, yanish es harabim, then the rabim will be punished. The Rashi continues that nokoid al lanu ulavonenu, there are dots on the words lanu ulavonenu, lidroish to darshin, sha'af al hanigloys, even on that which is revealed and in the open. Le'onash es harabim, the rabim is not punished. Until Klal Yisrael passed over the Yarden, when Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves the Shvua at Har Gwizim and Har Evo, and they became responsible one for another.